Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today's subject is Andy Warhol's jazz record sleeve designs. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251.
Well, everyone will be aware of Andy Warhol and his Campbell's and those prints that he did of things like Marilyn Monroe and Elvis and the like. And probably that he is famous for a big banana on the front of a Velvet Underground record sleeve. But in fact, he designed a rather large number of jazz album covers. And in fact, he started out working for Columbia Records as on the classical side in 1949. He continued to design lots of covers into the 50s, but probably it was his commission from Bob Weinstock and his introduction to Reed Miles, who was Prestige's and then Blue Note's sort of art director, that he started to really make some interesting covers. And I think probably you've seen all of his covers, but you didn't know it was by him.
Yeah, well, that's kind of interesting, because I kind of realised that the Monk cover, which I've always really liked that cover, but I didn't actually realise that was his, one of his designs. And also, I've got there's a Paul Desmond album called Take 10, which apparently is an Andy Warhol design cover, which again I didn't know. So I've obviously seen some of these without realizing what they were, which is interesting.
Well, I think there was a style at the time. David Stone Martin's another person who worked in that style, and quite often they had photographic references. So all those things like the Charlie Parker jam session that David Stone Martin did, he took those from photographs of the recording sessions and the musicians, and they did pen and ink drawings. And in fact, the Count Basie album that's from a photograph.
From a photo, yeah.
And the photograph is quite interesting because it's not a close-up. So Warhol's decided
he's just focused in on
literally on the face and the hat and the cigarette. And it's actually him sitting at the piano. So he's completely removed all of that. But that could be by David Stone Martin or Goldblatt's another one who did that sort of cover. The Monk album that you're talking about is the one that many people who like jazz will know. Monk is in letters.
Big typeface.
Typeface, slightly randomly cut out and put back together. And then there's handwriting.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that is that it's Andy Warhol's mother's handwriting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But she didn't get any credit for that at the time. I think it probably is. Does the album cover, if I zoom in here, it does say Andy Warhol, I think. I'm not even sure that he did the type, if that makes sense.
He just sort of borrowed the type.
Reed Miles was the person who was very famous for cutting up type. So those albums like In and Out.
Yes.
And what's that? Unity is another one.
Yes.
Very big use of bold type and very, basically they literally cut it out and stuck it back together and then photographed it, and then that's what the print basis was made of. For me, the best cover that Andy Warhol made was the Kenny Burrell two album set.
Yeah.
And they come in sort of two colours, blue lights, and there's a sort of pink version as well.
Yeah.
But you also did the one which was just called Kenny Burrell, which is the sort of very expressive fingers on the
That's keyboard. That's a great cover, that.
And the there's a Johnny Griffin album.
Yeah, I sort of knew that one. I think that was the only one I knew previously was by Andy Warhol. I didn't realise there were all these others.
Well, just to wrap it up before we get to the end here, there is the story of Moondog as a prestige album about the sort of mercurial New York street musician, really, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And it's all in handwriting, and actually that is his mother again, but this time she got credit for it. So
that's good to hear.
He wasn't living off her reputation. My name's Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.